Welcome to Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarno, a weekly podcast from Relevant Church in Daytona Beach, Florida. We pray this message helps you connect to God as you find your place, reveal your purpose, and unlock your potential. Let's head live to Pastor Chris for today's powerful message.
I really want to take the time to talk to you about the role of the Holy Spirit within. Okay, so we know He's in us. Okay, so that's huge. We came to the awareness of this. Remember, we were looking at this in the greatest place I saw it was in John. I felt it was easier to find in John. You guys all know it was John 14 and 15, but John 14, 17. John 14, 17. 16 says, "And I will give you a comforter." I just want to backtrack just for a minute to get you guys kind of like in this flow of thinking. "And I will pray the Father." John 14, 16. You can read John chapter 13, 14, 15. It's great all the way through. Powerful. "But I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But you know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you." What do you mean He dwells with me? He's there. So you have the Spirit within, and you have the Spirit upon. And when the Spirit upon you comes, you're going to see exploits. Okay? So let's just look at the Holy Spirit within for tonight, okay, in bits and pieces of this, okay? He's dwelling with us, so that means He's in our atmosphere. But what is He doing in us? Okay? The Holy Spirit within results in the fruit of the Holy Spirit being recreated in our spirit. Okay? And we talked a little bit about this a couple weeks ago. There's nine connection points. Okay? Internally and externally. Okay? The nine connection points internally. Maybe we could get both of these in. Okay? So there are two groups of nine connective points within the work of the Holy Spirit. Internally in the life of the believer. They're the nine fruits of the Spirit. Okay? They are a result of an indwelling presence, and the nine gifts of the Spirit, which are a result of the Holy Spirit's infilling power in an external position. Okay? We're going to talk about these. I want you to look with me at Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Okay, and when you see this, you're going to see the nine fruits. The nine fruits of the Spirit are found in Galatians 5:22 and in 5:23. After you see them, you know, you got to make a decision to understand that these are active based upon revelation. But the fruit of the Spirit, this is the fruit of the Spirit, or the characteristics of the Holy Spirit, are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperament. Against such there is no law. Okay? So those fruits in Galatians chapter 5 are fruit of the recreated, born-again human spirit in your spirit, growing in the life of the believer as a result of the Holy Spirit within you. So you're growing in these fruits. I said this a long time ago about faith. The fruit of faith grows, but the action side of faith is now. So that's where we got to be. You got to see, like, some things are growing when other things are developed. And, you know, man, Jesus, He uses these words like, and remember in John 15, 5, "I am the vine and you are the branches." You know what I mean? This stuff all starts making sense, doesn't it? John 15:5, he says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Where does fruit grow? It grows on the branches. So he says, you ain't going to do nothing without me. So staying connected is important for you and I. Okay? So these are spirit-filled endowments that literally we received when we became born again. And the more time we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, the more actions of this developing of these fruits that take place. Okay? So when you start yielding to God, you start obeying His word, those life fruits start to grow more and more. Okay? So do all the fruit of the Spirit. So then we understand this as an developmental. So we know that He's a counselor, He's a helper, He's a strengthener. We understand a lot of stuff, but what's happening now is we understand that these fruits are being developed the more we start yielding to the Holy Spirit in the Word of God. That being said, is what? Man, this is life-changing because we're starting to understand what He's doing internally. Okay? And you say, well, what is that He's doing? He's building you up. Remember we talked about edifying in 1 Corinthians? Look at 1 Corinthians 14:4. Remember we used that word last week, edifying, building up, building this castle, building this internal structure. So when you look at this, we'll pop it up there. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies. Big word. Builds up. Makes strong. So you're edifying love. You're building up in love. You're building up in faith. Look at Jude 20. Jude 20 is a great scripture. It'll make sense. So I'm praying in the Spirit. I'm yielding to the Spirit. Love of God constrains you. You know what that means? Like you're not like just going off the wall. You're kind of listening. You're yielding to the Word. So you see the three components? I'm yielding to the Word. How many know when you yield to the Word, you're going to walk in love? You're going to walk by faith. You're going to walk with joy. When you yield to the Holy Spirit's leading, you know, He's going to kind of straighten out your behaviors that are not going in the right direction. And look what happens when you pray in tongues in Jude 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So now, you praying in the Spirit is development of the fruits of the Spirit. And He says this, you're actually building your faith. Well, I just think it's not just you're building your faith. You're building your whole spirit walk. For as many as are led by the Spirit, those fruits are becoming developed every single time. You're putting water to the vine to grow. You're putting fertilizer in the garden of your heart to grow. You're allowing yourself to speaking in tongues is going to stimulate that. So you got three elements, right? You got, I'm going to obey the word the best I can. Awesome. I'm going to yield to the Holy Spirit the best I can. Wonderful. And I'm going to start praying in the Spirit, knowing I'm developing my spiritual life. Well, that's huge. Okay? Why? Because the Holy Spirit's indwelling needs to have an infilling. That's the big thing with people. Just because you were filled doesn't mean you're staying filled. And there was times in the Bible where they would go and get filled again. You have to make sure that you take care of the spiritual maintenance of staying filled with the Spirit of God. That's your responsibility. So my responsibility and your responsibility is to maintain our spiritual maintenance of staying filled with the Holy Ghost. If you're not staying filled with the Holy Ghost, that's on you. So those times refreshing from the presence of the Lord are on you. Okay? So this is big. So kind of like this. You know, because look at Luke 24, 49. You know? He said, man, he said, you're going to have power. And he's talking about the Holy Spirit being sent as a promise. So in Luke 24, 49, I like this scripture, man. Because it's like, behold, right? Look what it says. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. That's the Holy Ghost. Tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued from power on high. What's that? That's the Holy Ghost. So Jesus is referring, right, to the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. When he shows up, man, in this outpouring, he's going to bring power. So some of you got to plug in. That's Acts 1:5. Go to Acts 1:5. They need to see this, man. Woo! He said, John be baptizing with water, but I'm baptizing you with the Holy Ghost. What you mean you're baptizing me with the Holy Ghost? He said, I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Look at verse 8. Check out 8. But ye shall receive power after what? The Holy Ghost come upon you. And then you're going to be a witness. You know what I mean? I had this guy at Bible school. He said, you know what it was like when you see Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria? He was kind of like, take a dime and put it like, say like you lived in Daytona Beach. Take a dime, you know, and put the center of the dime over Daytona Beach and circle it. There's your Jerusalem. And then take a nickel and put it over the other thing. There's your Judea and circle it. I know we'd be in the ocean, but you get what I'm saying. And then take a quarter and put it over your Samaria and the uttermost parts of your earth. What is he saying? He said your fame of the gospel, because you got power, is going to magnify. You know what I mean? We ain't trying to be famous. I kid around here. I said, make me famous. You know, tell the team. You guys got to make me famous. But you know what I'm saying? I don't have no ego in that. What I'm saying is we're making Jesus famous, man. Like, not everybody's going to hear us, but I know my sheep hear my voice and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. So I have great ministries around the world. I love it. I love these guys, man. I don't have an ill word to say about any of these guys. You know, I just seen somebody the other day kind of blasting some of these guys for getting a little worldly. And, hey, look, man, I'm not going to hang out there. That's just not my bag. But you know what? I just love these guys because I'm like, you reach somebody I don't reach, you know? And I tell everybody, you reach, I teach. You know what I mean? If you don't reach, I can't teach. You know what I mean? So I got my guys that reach, so I teach. They got a different world they're in, you know? And I don't know how I got on that, but really you just need to cultivate your spiritual life and don't worry about where everybody else is going. Make sure your spiritual life is going in the direction that you need it to go in, because God needs you in the earth to fulfill your God-given assignment, and you need the Holy Spirit. So if you're thinking about this one, I got another one for you. Man, it's intercession. It's all intercession. It's internal intercession and it's external intercession. And let me explain that internal intercession. There's a lot of things we don't know what to pray for people, and we don't know a lot of things to pray for ourselves. So when you're flipping the switch, remember I said it last week, you might be working on your character. You might be praying for somebody. You might be doing this. You might be doing that. But you got to realize something about this whole thing. Is that, and we're going to talk about this next week, because one of the greatest things about the Holy Spirit is the power to start yielding. You're going to be able to yield your body. You're going to be able to yield your words. You're going to be able to, I'm going to talk about it next Wednesday. You're going to be able to yield your life to manifest God at a greater level. So when you get in that, what happens is, man, and I put this in here, and it's kind of, I think it's big. If you look at Acts 2:1, you start seeing this. I want to show you something here. We're going to only read the first four verses because I think it's big. Acts 2:1, and he talks about the day of Pentecost. They have fully come. They were in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house they were in. And there appeared in them cloven tongues as fire and sat upon each of them. and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So what you have to understand is the Bible says that the Holy Spirit searches your heart, finds your weaknesses, your infirmities, your character developments, your future, and then he finds them, like scans you, and then he's ready to give you the utterance so you can yield to pray this stuff out. If you don't have the yield, there's some stuff on your timeline you might miss. So what did I want you to know? It's internal and it's external. Okay? So that being said, not only is it there's a yielding, there's a leading. So there's an internal development going on. There's an internal power plant going on. There's an external leading. Like, look, here's one. Look at Acts 11:11. Just check this out. And I want to give you the experience of the apostles and Peter explain those that were in Cornelius's house received the word of God and they were preached to and they were saved and they immediately got filled with the Holy Ghost. And that is what we're seeing in Acts 10:30-48. But I want to show you another account of this, and you find this in Acts 11. It's probably just, let me just read it. It'd be a whole lot easier. And behold, immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was. This is Apostle Paul, sent from, they came from an area and they came to him. And the Spirit bade me go, nothing doubting. Six brethren accompanied me and were entered into a man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said to him, send men to Joppa, call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, and he shall tell you words whereby you and your house shall be saved. And as Peter began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as what? As on us at the beginning. Well, what do you mean? It was an outward revelation of a Holy Spirit leading. You're going to go with these guys. You're going to get there. Apostle Paul had the same day. You're going to go and you're going to receive. So there's an inward changing and outward leading. Look at Acts 10:45-46. This is just different places where you see this come to pass. Just quick, I'm just trying to show you that there's an outward leading. And they of the circumcision, which believed, the Jewish believers, they were astonished as many came to Peter because that one Gentile also was poured out on the Gentiles, what, the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Started becoming not only a superstructure on the inside, an edification on the inside, a fruit development on the inside. It also means it's a leading. He led Peter through a vision. They're going to come and they're going to get you. And when they come to get you, go to Joppa, leave. You're going to get there. And the Holy Ghost is going to fall on these people. Then you've seen Cornelius be led. Cornelius gets called out in Acts 10:30. And as a believer, he received the Spirit of God. Cornelius and those in his house were saved. They didn't wait for no Holy Ghost. They got it right out there. And they were filled. So you see, what I'm trying to get you to see is it's an inward, I mean, I hope I did a good job of it. You know, you see it in Romans 8:14. But when I'm praying sometimes, I'm inwardly developing. I'm praying through my weaknesses. I'm pressing through my infirmities. I'm growing in graces. And then externally, he's leading me. He's showing me places. Some things I'm going to pray, I don't even know where I'm going. Just when the timeline's right, because I prayed it out, I'm going to be there. Whether you get a vision, whether you get understanding, whether you get an unction, whether you get a leading, no matter what's taking place, what starts happening is that flow of the Spirit of God leading you is helping you phenomenally. That's where the being led by the Spirit comes in. So I'm either working on the inside or the outside, but it's working. I put something in here I wanted to read to you. Because I think until we get this understanding, man, it's tough. Okay, let's look at this. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 2:6 and the Passion. We're going to read these verses because you need to get these, and then we'll let you grow in your grace of the Comforter. Come on, somebody. Look what it says. However, there is a wisdom that we continually speak of when we are among the spiritually mature. So he's starting off the bat, right? You got to be spiritually mature to figure this stuff out. Otherwise, you're going to be frustrated with natural-mindedness. It is wisdom that didn't originate from this present age. So he's like, man, this world don't know what you're talking about. It didn't come from these people. They don't understand. Instead, we speak this wonderful wisdom that comes from God, used to be hidden in a mystery. And when a man prays in unknown tongues, he speaks mysteries. Sounds familiar, right? Some of these mysteries are written in the Bible. It's like a mystery book. You know what I mean? But some of these mysteries are buried in your heart. None of these people would have figured it out. Verse 8, if they did, they wouldn't have crucified Jesus. This is what the scripture says. Now, this is what I've been stuck on. Things never discovered or heard before. So there's things I don't know. There's things I didn't hear. And there's things that I do not even have the ability to imagine. Okay? These are things God has prepared for us because we love them. Well, where are these things? They're in the Spirit. For God now unveils these profound realities to us by the Spirit. So in the spirit world. They're not here. You just can't see them. They're in the spirit world. Yes, he's revealed these in our innermost heart and deepest mysteries through the Holy Spirit. Wow. Okay. He revealed to us his heart, his mysteries. Through who? The Holy Spirit, who constantly explores all things. So he says in verse 11, who could really see in a man's heart? Who really knows what's going on? Except the Spirit. So it is with God. His thoughts and secrets are fully understood by the Spirit. His Spirit by the Spirit of God. Okay, I'm down. For we did not receive the spirit of the world system, but the Spirit of God. We understand that. Didn't that John say that? They did not receive this spirit because they were from the world. People of this world never got it because they didn't know him, but you know him. There it is right there, right? For we did not receive the spirit of the world system. That's that curse system. That's that messed up stuff I've been talking about. What do you mean world system? The world doesn't do any of this stuff like we do it. But the spirit of Antichrist is in the world. The Spirit of God is in us. And watch this. We come to understand this what? Experience all that grace has lavished upon us. I think we called them the Spirit of Grace the other day, right? We found that scripture, the Holy Spirit. Yes, we did. Now, here's the game changer. We articulate these realities which words imparted to us by the Spirit. What do you mean, words imparted to us by the Spirit? What does articulate mean? We speak. Where are we getting words imparted from? The Holy Ghost, man. So he's giving you the words, imparting you, not with words taught by human wisdom. We join together Spirit-revealed truth with Spirit-revealed words. So those Spirit-revealed words are in the tongues. Not just the written word, the tongues. So watch this. Somebody living on an entirely human level rejects the revelations of God's Spirit. He ain't going to be down with this, for they make no sense. When a man prays in unknown tongues, he don't have no sense. He can't understand the revelations of the Spirit because they are only discovered by the illumination of the Spirit. Those who live in the Spirit, me and you, are able to carefully evaluate all things, and they are subject to the scrutiny of no one but God. For who has ever intimately known the mind of the Lord Yahweh well enough to become his counselor? Christ has, and we possess Christ's perceptions. Did you see that? So now you're going, got it, game changer. So I'm praying in the spirit, getting mysteries that are either internally developing me, edifying me, empowering me, externally moving me, leading me, bringing manifestations. So listen, you've never wasted, this is your takeaway. You've never wasted a minute of your life praying in the spirit. Sign up, continue to pray, walk this journey out with us, and watch your world change forever. It's either inward or outward, but it's working on your life and benefiting your future like never before. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for these guys. I thank you that you're leading them, you're guiding them, you're helping them, you're there for them. You are going to transform the world they live in. And Father, I thank you. I get to be a part of it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Praise the Lord, guys. Hey, look, I can't wait to see you. Don't leave. We've got announcements. Don't disconnect. A lot of people just click, oh, he's done. Let's go. No, please watch the announcements, even the partners. A lot of cool stuff. We've got conference coming up in July. We'll talk about that. We've got a lot of events here we do online for you guys because we love you and care about you. I got a night of miracles coming up, right? That's coming up. They're going to talk about that. Get all the dates. Get with us. We're going to have a night of miracles. We're going to pray for the sick. We're going to pray for people that need miracles. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be an awesome time. I want you in the building. It's going to be an atmosphere for the miraculous. I love you. I'll see you Sunday, 9 and 10:30. God bless you. See you then.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarnum. If you are interested in learning more about Relevant Church, you can visit us at relevantfl.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel to hear more messages like this one every single week. Thanks for listening.